And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony.
What?
Rose.
Dole.
I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in. Together we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Everyone's talking about the Knicks right now. The Knicks are a hot topic in sports. So what did we do?
It's only right. As a former Knick, I wanted to get other former Knicks to join the show.
Who's joining the show
today? Stephon Marbury, a kid from Coney Island, will be here.
Who else?
Al Harrington.
What a bucket.
An entrepreneur will be here. And the OG.
Who?
Charles Oakley will also be here.
What a show we have for you. And we start in Dallas, where the matchup between Luka Doncic and Zion Williamson did not disappoint. It was Luka and the Mavs that prevailed in OT. And let me just tell you what Luka's stat line was. 30 points, 17 rebounds, and 10 assists. Not only that, KP. KP is back to being a unicorn. 34 points for KP. They won in overtime. Is this Mavs team a threat to knock somebody out in the first round?
They're not a threat to knock out either one of the Los Angeles teams.
Okay.
However.
Oh, talk to me, Mr. Rose.
Teams like Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And Utah got to hear the footsteps of the Dallas Mavs coming. And a couple of those squads, and Denver in particular, they have a superstar in Jokic, but they don't have perimeter all-stars. You just showed a 7'3" guy shooting threes and dunking, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you just showed another
blocked
point guard
shots.
Grabbed 17 rebounds.
That's crazy.
Okay? So now all of a sudden, you get those two guys in a 7-game series, they have the ability to take over and create problems. Curry making shots, Hardaway giving them quality minutes. You know how much I love Denver. But if they play the Mavs, that's a 7-game series ready to happen.
I love it. Well, of course, we're going to talk about Zion. He had 21 points. He now has over 20 in 13 consecutive games. This is the first time he's ever played in a back-to-back. Looked a little tired to start the game, put it on in the second half. Do you think they should be playing him in back-to-backs?
Don't let Charles Oakley hear you say that somebody finally playing in back-to-backs. Okay, because those elbows is sharp that he got. Let me tell you something. Zion has been as advertised.
Oh, he's exceeded expectations.
Okay. No, he's been as advertised. There's a reason why when he left Duke and their team did not make it to the Final Four with RJ Barrett, okay, with Cam Reddish, that all of a sudden he became the number one pick and boom, box office. Zion Williamson was injured though.
Mm-hmm.
And so now all of a sudden Brandon Ingram grows into his game. And let me just say this. I'm going to stand up and say this
because
you know how much I like tall point guards. Shout to little bro Lonzo Ball.
Love what Lonzo's doing. If you haven't paid attention, Lonzo's been on fire lately.
Okay, you're going to ask me about Zion? 25 in consecutive games. 7 made threes in consecutive games for Lonzo Ball.
Are we going to talk about that? Are we going to talk about his shooting forward?
Absolutely.
He is balling. Absolutely balling, living up to the name.
Can I get one more Zion thing real quick?
What's that?
Everybody. There are reasons why a lot of you guys don't vote for the awards. Zion Williamson can't win Rookie of the Year this season.
No, he can't.
There's somebody named Ja Morant is sitting on the 8th spot.
Ja Morant is sitting in the 8th spot, right? And we're going to keep an eye on this 8th spot because the Pelicans played Zion back-to-back, but they are now pretty far away from that 8th spot. There are a lot of teams in between them and the 8th spot. If you look at that right there, there are 3 teams trying to chase down the Grizzlies. Do you think any of these teams will take the 8th spot from the Grizzlies?
So, I have a source in my telephone.
What's that?
That plays for the Portland Trailblazers.
What's that, Dame?
Maybe.
It's Dame. I know it's Dame.
And this person told me, y'all keep pushing Memphis to the playoffs. Y'all keep rooting for Zion to get to the playoffs. But all I know is when it's time for the playoffs, we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to believe my source. So right now, Memphis is holding down the spot. Pelicans are done.
It's over.
And it ain't about the games. You said the key. It's all of the teams that you have to leapfrog. So people are going to say, well, they got the easiest strength of schedule.
Yeah, or they're only 4 games back. Well, they got to get over the Spurs. They got to get over the Kings. They got to get over the Trailblazers and then chase down the Grizzlies. Can't do it.
And here's another thing for Zion. And by the way, we're in the business of trying to promote the game and promote players. And of course, how much we love Zion and his points in the paint. He's getting layups. He's getting dunks. But as a young player, you gotta work defensively.
Yeah, he does.
You gotta work defensively.
Yeah, there's a couple plays that look pretty bad.
Now, I used to say this about Blake. I need to see your athleticism be more than just when you dunking. Mm-hmm. I need that to be getting steals. I need that to be getting blocks. It's going to come. And it's hard to exert yourself 100 different ways at once. Right now, he like, oh, I can get 24 and 29 minutes. Oh, this is easy. But those 6 rebounds going to grow. Those below 1 block a game, the below 1 steal a game, that's going to grow too. Zion is going to be a perennial All-NBA performer.
That's what he's going to be. Now we're going to discuss someone who is a perennial All-NBA performer, and that's a gentleman by the name of Giannis Antetokounmpo. When we last saw them, they kind of got waxed by the Heat, and Giannis did not look good. However, he looked good against the Pacers. 29 points, 12 rebounds, in just 28 minutes. Jalen, what is the hardest thing about matching up with this team in a 7-game series?
The hardest thing about the Bucks' path to the NBA Finals, I'm going to tell you what it's going to be. 2 things. One bump in the road is going to happen in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is going to happen in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
This is not going to be a cakewalk for the reigning MVP who has a chance to win back-to-back. And I know they're running away with the regular season. And you know why that's going to matter? Home court. That's when it matters in the playoffs. Yep. They're going to need it. They're going to need it. They're going to flirt with 70, but they're going to need it. Because those 2 teams match up really well.
You know what I'm looking
with
at,
the
Jalen
Milwaukee
Rose?
Bucks.
Can I tell you a date I got circled on my calendar? Mm-hmm. It's called March 16th. You know what happens then?
When?
The Heat. What? And the Bucks play again. And if the Heat go 3-0 against the Bucks in the regular season, and their home record is one of the best in the NBA, and they stay in the 4 spot, that could be a second round knockout for the best team in the Eastern Conference. Keep an eye on that date. Now, Jalen, it's time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, do you remember when we won Family Feud?
Yeah, because
so
of you.
Fun.
That because
was so
of
much
you.
Fun. And I learned today on Get Up that you won Celebrity Jeopardy?
I did?
No, who are you going up against?
What are you saying about me?
What are you saying?
Who are you going up against? Hey, fam, I've won Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
I've won Wheel of Fortune. You won me Family Feud.
I got you Family Feud.
It's a team, man. You and I win.
But Amina gave the best answer.
Oh, yeah, she always did. Okay. Well, last night, on Jeopardy, let's just take a look at what happened. Roll it, Tommy.
Joel Embiid in 2019 won the trademark for this nickname of his that also describes the 76ers' strategy of improving the team. Paul.
What is do a 180?
Nope. Margaret or Mike, what is the process?
Come on, Paul. Come on, Paul. What are you doing?
I got Paul's back.
No, you can't ride for Paul.
I got his back. Here you go.
Go ahead.
Paul doesn't watch a lot of basketball, clearly.
No.
Okay. So he did something really smart, though. When he looked deeper into the question and he realized that it was about turning around your fortunes, he was like, do a 180.
He was freestyle. Paul, you can't click the button. You can't click the button, Paul, if you don't know the answer. You see Mike and Margaret sit there? Mike and Margaret are like,
I ain't answering that.
And B was watching.
Yeah, he was.
And he even changed his profile to it now.
He changed his profile on Twitter. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Joel Embiid always has his finger on the pulse, man. He doesn't always win basketball games, but he always wins at social media.
I was a high school sports reporter for the New York Daily News in 1993.
I said, I got to go watch this kid. You know, let me see what he got.
Super quick. Maybe it's my swag that they love to hate. Or because they see the success in my face.
He got Coney Island pulling for him. Every time he walked on the court, he can't disappoint.
By the time Stephon came on the scene, crack started the disintegration of the community.
Everybody played for the top drug dealer.
You know, playing in the games was fun. Now it's more like a business.
Jalen Rose, who is joining us in studio right now?
We have a kid from Coney Island who goes by the nickname of Starberry.
Oh,
Stephon Marbury.
Yeah.
Oh, legend.
Thank you
veteran,
so much for joining us. Thank you.
International superstar.
Yes, tonight in Brooklyn.
And you know how much I love statues. He has one of those.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Tonight in Brooklyn, we have the debut of a kid from Coney Island, a documentary
That's
about
so
you.
Yes.
What can fans expect from this project?
Honesty, love, truth. You know, the real, the reality of everything that went on, giving people that insight and that aha, like, that was going on. That happened 20 years ago. You had me thinking that.
Mm.
You know, we give an opportunity for people to see that. They see the growth. They see all of the different things that have gone on over my 22 years of playing basketball. Plus, you know, it's being spoken and talked about from my family and from people who know me. So, it's good. It's a really positive thing that people are getting this opportunity to see. I've been gone for the last 10 years building something someplace else and then having the opportunity to come back to America and to let people know my love never changed. It never went anywhere. I mean, it was you who was acting like how you was acting. Me, I never did anything, but I knew it was okay. So it's all right. You know, for what you said or what happened, but we still could talk about it though.
Absolutely. I appreciate how you reinvented yourself. Can you talk about like your transition from being an NBA player to playing internationally and really blowing up in a different way that we hadn't seen a former NBA All-Star do?
I just trust God and I thank God for, you know, keeping my mind on that path and doing what it was that I love. You know, when people say things over and over and a lot of people say it at the same time, some people can listen to that and hear that and then they stop. You know, I was in a space where my dad died, and when that happened, I wanted to stop because of that, and to continue to go play basketball in China and all of the different things that have happened. I tell people, I'm like, man, you know, if I told you that I was going to go to China and all of these different things were going to happen, and I had this dream, people would be like, oh, you crazy. You bugging.
You bugging. Yeah.
You know, so now being able to talk about that and, you know, give people the idea of something different happening someplace else, it's amazing. It's so much bigger than basketball, and the growth and the development and learning another culture, learning another life. You know, and then being able to come back home and share that with other people was like you went on a retreat and then you came back from off of the retreat, and then now all the little kids asking like, oh, what's up? What happened? And I'm like, a kid from Coney Island. Check it out. Watch it. You'll see. You'll learn a little bit about
that's dope.
So many players have gone to China and played, but no player has been accepted and celebrated by the Chinese people like you have. What was it like just to be embraced by another culture so far away?
The Chinese people are love. You know, when I landed in China, I was flying there 13 hours. I thought I was going to die. Like, man, I can't believe I'm flying all the way over to another place. I feel like I'm going crazy right now. And I was depressed. I didn't have a team to play on in the NBA. People were saying that I couldn't play basketball no more. I had all of these things going on. And then I land to like 5,000 people with smiles going crazy. I'm like, hold up.
That's love.
I'm like, my face is like, I was like, all of these people, they here for you. I was like, nah. I just now left NY. I ain't going down. Like, right. There's no way people right. like this are feeling like this about wow. me. On earth. So when I got there and I got that love and I was like, yo, this is crazy. If you see me, I was like in a, like another, like I was trapped.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trapped where it was nothing but positivity and nothing but love. So I was like, wow, this is crazy. So, I mean, the rest is history. I mean, staying there and playing basketball there, you know, when they told me they was going to immortalize me, I was like, go back to where?
Right. This is home. This is home. Home is where the statue is.
Go back to it. I'm like, nah, I got love for America. I'm from there. But he was like, oh, you can make so much more money. I'm like, you know what? I got my peace, man. I was like, I got my peace. I was like, I don't care how much money I can make. I was like, what these people did for me and showed the love that they showed for me, I needed that. I needed it. Like my mother said, there's some things you want and there's some things that you need.
Mm.
And I needed that. I needed that and they needed me, as my mom was saying. She was like, that's why I work. That's why I work for
And you deserved it. Congratulations. You deserved it. Kevin Durant is a producer on the doc.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to KD.
Love.
Do you feel like he and Kyrie can make New York a Nets town?
I think what they're going to do is they're going to turn Brooklyn out. They're going to turn it out.
We got the guy to know. Talk to me, Steph.
Turn Brooklyn out. Once they get on the dance floor and they start dancing and they start playing, I just want them to come back healthy. That's what I want them to do. Forget about everything else. Just lock in. Focus on taking care of your body the way how it's supposed to be. And then now they can create what Brooklyn deserves. They could give Brooklyn a real identity like the Dodgers.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Brooklyn Dodgers. Mm-hmm. They can like flip that and make that into that because they both got the persona for basketball mm-hmm. for it. They both got the swag. They got the game. They got the lingo. They're articulate. They're smart. Mm-hmm. They're aware. They're conscious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to help. They're trying to create change on the earth. So when you got these two type of guys that are playing, it's just, now they gotta formulate. They gotta get other people to buy into that whole mm-hmm. system of what it is that they wanna do and to put Brooklyn on a map, like on a map, because it's gonna be completely different watching them two dudes play on the court, you know, in New York City and not recognize that and look at that and be like, I wanna go feel that feeling inside
mm-hmm.
there. I wanna go watch that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's going to challenge the Knicks into making sure that they make different decisions in how they feel. Because if Brooklyn wins the championship before New York wins the championship, it's going to be a big swing vote.
That's a good point. Now, Jalen is a great basketball analyst, but he is obsessed with statues and analyzing different statues. So we have a very special edition of Statue News.
My statue looked like me. When they took the picture, it was of me screaming and yelling over the shoulder. Dude was like, oh, that don't even look like me. It looked like a Chinese dude. I was like, no, that's me.
Let's look at the statue because Jalen loves statues.
I love
to analyze different statues. Let's see the statue there. What do you think, Jay?
Oh, that's a winner. That's A+.
Mm.
Now, just think about what we're discussing right now. A gentleman that grew up in New York City represented the heartbeat of this town like no other, became an NBA All-Star, went to another country, reinvented himself, won championships, and he made such an impression that in China they gave him a statue. I started a school in my neighborhood.
No statue.
And they don't even give me a statue. They name a street after me.
Plaque. It's coming.
And you can hear all about Stephon Marbury's journey, a kid from Coney Island. It debuts tonight in Brooklyn. It'll be available very soon to everybody. Make sure you check that out. Steph, you're welcome back.
We got to come visit you in China, man. We got to bring the show, dog. Got to give the people.
So as you guys know, I want to congratulate Pablo Torre on having a child. And he's got a kid, which means he cannot be on High Noon at 4 o'clock. So I've been honored to be able to replace him sometimes. And that makes a long day. I got to do Jalen Jacoby and then High Noon later in the day. So I get a little tired, just like everybody else does. Right after lunch, right around that 2:30 feeling. Do you know what I do? I have a 5-hour energy shot. It helps me leap over that 2:30 wall instead of just crashing into it. It is great. The 5-hour energy helps me get through that crazy on-the-go life. With zero sugar, 4 calories, and a convenient portable size, it's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hardworking people. Now it comes in 2 great extra-strength tropical tastes, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can take you to a tropical on-the-go experience. Try them both. And then pick your favorite, and then go online to shop5hourenergy.com. Use the promo code Jacoby. You'll receive a one-time 10% off your order. Again, go to shop5hourenergy.com. Use the promo code Jacoby to receive a one-time offer of 10% off. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go. Jalen Rose, who is in the building right now?
It's a family affair.
Who is in the building right now?
My brother from another mother, former teammate, NBA veteran, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And just an all-around, just OG.
Everybody loves Al Harrington.
Everybody loves Al Harrington.
Al Harrington. Thanks,
Harrington.
Thank you so much for coming through, man. We're going to get right into some NBA questions. First, we have The Clippers and the Rockets play tonight. Now everyone's talking about Rocket small ball, Rocket small ball, Rocket small ball, but you were low-key a small ball center in your day for the Warriors. What do you think about the small ball movement?
Hey, man, that's where the game is right now. You know what I'm saying? They just want skilled players. They want scoring. You know, they want threes and no D. So, you know, it's how it's set up right now.
As somebody that came out of high school to the league and watched how the game and the rules have changed, do you wish you were now a part of the league versus when you entered the league?
Oh, man. I wish I was in the league right now. I'd be a $300 million player.
Right? How about that?
Man, my mother had me too soon. You too. Your mama had you too soon, too.
Because you shot threes. Yep. Okay, you scored in a post, and you played in transition, and you could pass.
Right, that's all you need to do right now. You don't get no post action, though. Everything is just threes, driving, and that's it.
I think Jalen was right for his era. Because you're a two-pointer. You shoot little 10-footers, little ugly bank shots. Like, that doesn't work right now, Jay.
Jay can shoot
threes. I would have been shooting threes. Yeah. Instead of shooting one or two a game, I'd have been shooting five or six.
Yeah, that's all.
That's just the difference in the game.
Well, you know, Al, obviously you're active in the cannabis community. Yep. And my question for you is, when is the NBA going to catch up with the rest of society and change their policies when it comes to cannabis?
I think it's really soon because the players is like, they want it bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They bring it up, you know, in meetings and different things like that. Obviously, you see it with the MLB going and the NFL, I'm sure going to make their announcement once their CBA is finalized. You know, the NBA is going to have to come on around.
Mm-hmm. Al, I always thought it was a racial undercurrent to the sports that punished for marijuana. It just so happened to be the predominantly black sports like basketball and football versus the sports that don't.
Right. I mean, you're right about that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I feel like there is some form of a racial kind of undertone with that because, like you said, the two leagues that are dominated by black players are the ones that are policed the hardest with, you know, for cannabis.
You know, you were at the Knicks game last night.
Yep.
What do you think about what's going on with the Knicks with Spike and Charles Oakley and James Dolan and all of this?
I got to watch what I say because then they won't invite me back.
You have to start paying for tickets.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you're trying to do. It sucks, man. We just can't, you know, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. We just can't get out our own way, man. It's just like, I've heard that we're cursed and it seems to be true because, I mean, like, how do you get into it with Spike Lee, bro? Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. Spike Lee? Yeah. Of all people, you know what I'm saying? Not only all the money he spent, but just, you know, he is the, you know, he is our mascot. You know what I'm saying? He is the Knicks mascot. Mm-hmm. And like, how do you get into it with him over walking into an entrance?
So how about this, Al? What do you say for all of the people who are disappointed by how Oak was treated, disappointed by how Spike was treated, but yet it seems like we keep going to the games?
Well, you know. I mean, we saw the boycott the games, huh?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
But I guess it's more of like, do we support the players? You know what I'm saying? If anything, I went to support the players. Like, Jordan Clarkson is my little homie, and I saw him the night before, and he literally asked me, like, yo, OG, come see me play. So that's the only reason why I reached out to the Knicks to go to the game. Other than that, I wouldn't have been there. So I went there more for the support of a player than actually, you know, for the Knicks organization.
Do you think the league can do anything to get James Dolan to sell the team?
I don't think they can do anything.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the world we live in, you know, this is his team. He does what he wants with it. But I think that they should at least have a talk with him. You know what I'm saying? Because this team is too important to the league and to all of sports. You know what I'm saying? To be always dealing with, you know, nonsense issues. Mm-hmm.
Do you think New York can ever become a Nets town?
No.
Interesting.
So. I mean, I'll even use an example in LA. Like, as good as the Clippers are, right? And I have a box there. Laker games to the Clipper games is just a totally different vibe, feel, period. So this is a New York, the Knicks is New York. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think no matter what success the Nets have, they could ever take over the Knicks.
So I want to ask you a question about someone who's very important to all three of us in this room. Larry Bird.
OB.
Legend.
What was it like being around Larry Bird? What impact did he have on your career?
Oh my God. So my first meeting with Larry, I was late for my press conference.
Oh.
And when I walked in, he didn't say hi. No, he was like, don't you ever effing be late again. And that's kind of how I started my relationship with him. And I just felt like it never got any better after that. I just hide behind them every time he was around. Just like trying to stay out of his eyesight.
What was he like as a coach?
He was cool, man. You know, I always say he was a game manager. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the 2 years I was there, I never saw him write an X or O on the board. You know what I'm saying? He had Dick Harder and he had Rick Carlisle to do offense and defense. But he just, you know, managed the game. Like, Jalen, come on. Come sit down. He was a master at that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, sometimes we rely on your expertise and your wisdom and your experience in the league. So you need, we need you to take people like me behind the curtain.
Okay.
This is very important, okay? I had heard that there was an incident involving the two of you and a gentleman by the name of Isaiah Thomas while you were with the Knicks. And it involved a speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Take us behind the curtain.
Whoa.
What happened?
I don't even remember this.
With the flying speaker?
So I don't know what Jalen was doing at this time, but I was, but obviously Isaiah was very frustrated with J-Rose.
Okay.
So whatever, he was going through his little speech or whatever, and you know, Jay was over there just like whatever, like either tying the shoes or writing a rap, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Jay just doing what he do. And you know, he wasn't giving Isaiah that energy he was looking for. So he said something and took the speaker and threw it at Jalen. And Jalen was sitting there with his legs crossed. And as the speakers came, he never jumped. His hand like this close to his face and dropped. And I was like, that's a real one.
Oh my goodness, I am not proud of that.
Do you remember that, Jalen?
Well, you know, think about what you just said. We had Larry Bird and Isaiah as our coaches.
Crazy.
Two of the greatest players of all time.
And you still wouldn't listen.
They're not dealing with my shenanigans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's a member of the Bad Boys. Like, this dude ain't listening to me. I'm from Chicago to play.
Al, before you go, tell us a little bit about the cannabis company that you're working
with. And where can we get some from?
All right, man. So right now we're in California. We're in Detroit, Michigan. We're in Oregon. And where else are we? In California, I already said that. In Colorado, excuse me. So yeah,
sounds like it's working.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously, right. So the name of my company is Viola. You know, founded, named after my grandmother. Mm-hmm. We operate in four different states. I'm the biggest black cannabis MSO in the entire country, and we just gonna continue to keep growing this thing. Our purpose is all about, you know, uplifting and empowering the communities most impacted by the war on drug. You know what I'm saying? And create opportunities for people of color. And you know, I'm using my company as a platform to onboard other people, you know what I'm saying, to give them opportunities to participate in a space where, you know, obviously the black communities was destroyed, you know what I'm saying, through the war on drugs, you know, behind this plant. So I'm trying to figure out a way to uplift our people and, you know, like I said, create opportunities not only for jobs but also ownership, because this is going to be a huge, huge industry, I think bigger than the liquor industry, and we just have to find a way to get representation for our people.
Congratulations, because amongst all of the things that you've accomplished, being an entrepreneur is really something that you should be proud of, man, because so many times people want us to just shut up and dribble.
Right.
But for you to enter this space and be dominant the way you are, keep it happening, dog. Don't look back.
Appreciate you coming through. You're welcome to come back anytime. Al Harrington in the building. I'm Jalen Rose. You're always talking to me and complaining about the topics that we talk about on this program. So what did we do? We made a segment where you decide what we talk about. It is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
I got some bad news for your Lions, Jalen.
Hit the brakes.
Or hit the brakes. Washington football head coach Ron Rivera said that they will explore options. Mel Kiper says they should draft Tua at number two. Jalen, how upset will you be if Tua and Joe Burrow are not available when the Lions pick at number three?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
It's not going to happen for
like,
you.
A franchise-changing quarterback is so close.
So close.
But you guys continue to talk to me like it's so very far.
It is, though.
Is it?
I'm here to tell you the truth. I don't think they believe in Dwayne Haskins, and Tua's right there. He could change a franchise, and he might be changing a different franchise than the Lions.
And let me tell you a nugget of information that does not work in my Lions' favor.
What's that?
Ron Rivera coached Cam Newton. And when you look at Dwayne Haskins, he ain't mobile.
Mm-mm. Tua?
I'm pretty sure that he's looking at Tua like, I want somebody that's mobile.
I have a Tom Brady update, Jalen Rose.
No, that's my guy. That's my man, 50 grand. But for now, let's just keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving on all Tom Brady topics.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if he ends up?
We keep it moving.
With the Lions.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. My guy, Duncan Robinson, is out here balling
the breaks.
Duncan Robinson went 9 for 12 from the field, also 9 for 12 from 3. He didn't score a two-point shot. He didn't score a free throw. 9 threes, 27 points. Jalen, I know he went to Michigan.
Bang. But
even you didn't expect this.
I didn't expect it like this. Mm. Nobody did. He make it nine. How many people have walked in the face of the earth that have ever made 9 threes in a basketball game?
A handful?
Right.
10 maybe?
Exactly. Yeah. Right? It's probably 15 people ever. And so he's been really impressive, but how about how they've used him? See, the one thing about being a player like this is people knew he could shoot, but they didn't know that he was going to be able to get backcourt minutes.
Yeah.
And so Spoelstra finds ways to put him in situations where he can get him out there, go heat check, and then boom. Before you know it, Jones is out there. Jimmy Butler's out there. So they do a good job of getting him involved, and he's knocking down shots, making a name for himself.
Dame Dollar made his way back to the basketball court.
Break.
Dame Dollar returned to the lineup as the Blazers beat the Wizards. They need every win they got. He had 22 points. Can they make a run at the 8 seed, Jalen?
Yes, and you know that I try to love all NBA players the same.
No, you don't.
But Dame from Oakland, and that's my guy.
I was about to say, you don't love him all the same. You love Dame.
So between him and CJ and Mama's boys, you know I'm rooting for them to get to the postseason.
Kevin Porter Jr. forgot his jersey. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He's a young player. He been balling. Him and Sexton. Put some respect on Sexton's name. But we're going to keep it moving on the Cavs right
moving?
Now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The return of Wardell Stephen
hit
Curry.
The break.
Is upon us. Steph Curry plays tonight after missing 58 games this season. What do you think Steph can add to this team that's clearly tanking?
Leadership, and to see if he's compatible with some of the young guys that are getting minutes. Mm-hmm. And I want to show everybody how life in the league comes at you so very fast.
Yep.
Look at those two records on the screen.
Yep.
Those two teams were in the NBA Finals. Crazy. Last season.
Crazy.
The Splash Brothers got injured. They lost Kevin Durant. And look at their record.
The Warriors could go from being in the finals to being the worst team in the league to being back in the finals in 3 years.
How about that?
Now we have big news for the big three. Keep it moving. Or
hit the brakes.
The brakes.
Don Mega Ice Cube.
My guy, Zach Randolph, is going to play in the big three. Jalen, they call you yet? You going to play?
Well, I got to tell somebody. So many people. Shout to Ice Cube. Everybody know that's my brother. He's over my shoulder every day. Shout to Stack Jack and Z-Bo. Here's what I want to tell everybody that keeps asking me about playing in the big three. Those dudes can ball.
They're really playing.
I can ball.
I've seen you play basketball.
I can ball.
If you said I'm going to go play the big three, I'd be like, no, you're not.
Right?
I'm not letting you.
I couldn't make it in the big three.
No, you could
I can ball.
A California woman did something you will not believe.
Hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Okay. She spent 2 years watering a plant in her home. She thought it was a live plant. Plant was fake, Jalen Rose. How do you water a fake plant for 2 years? I get if you watered it twice. How do you keep watering it for 2 years?
I assume that was a gift.
It doesn't grow. It doesn't change. It doesn't move. You don't have to prune it. 2 years, Jalen.
We need to go shade 45 on this and see if this black, white, or other.
Oh, this is definitely someone that looks like me.
Finally,
Nick Willenda is, he's just out here.
Hit the brakes.
Out here.
Hit the brakes.
He's out here.
How
around
hit the brakes.
Stuff.
Hit the brakes.
Don't you know the latest thing he did? Times Square. I think he did something else. Look at him. You walking over a volcano, Jalen Rose.
Hey, man. I haven't even seen his face. What's up with your people, dog? What's up with your people, dog? Talk to me. What's going on? What do you get out of this besides that? Putting your life at risk.
But I also feel like every time they do this, they got that big, long stick. I feel like the stick is kind of cheating. You know what I mean? If you're going to walk across a volcano, do it without the stick. Then I'll be impressed.
Dog, I'm impressed you walking across a line. Okay? Off the ground.
On a volcano?
What's up with your people, dog?
When I watch these, I low-key sometimes kind of want them to fall. I don't want them to die. I just want them to fall and set the safety harness.
Got to give the people now. Give people what they want.
As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part? Once a loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or to meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/Jacoby to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/Jacoby.
Jalen Rose, who's joining us now? The OG of the NBA. Mm-hmm. My brother from another mother.
What's up, guys? Charles Oakley.
Is in the building. They ain't put you in the Hall of Fame yet?
No. They got to build that room for me because, hey, ain't too many of them like me. They got to be a special room.
Nobody like you. I have a ton of questions.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Now, the last couple of days,
yes.
I looked down at my phone and Spike Lee was trending.
Yes.
And Spike Lee was trending because he was having an incident mm-hmm. with the security guards at MSG.
Right.
You infamously had one in 2017. What are your thoughts when you see that taking place?
Oh, wow. First of all, just bad for the NBA, Madison Square Garden, the fans, people seeing this consistently happen to people. It's just a bad thing. And matter of fact, I went to dinner last night with Spike. We had a long conversation. I've been knowing Spike since I got traded here in 98.
What did y'all talk about at dinner?
We talked about a lot of stuff. I seen this a long time ago, and I'm keep seeing it. You know, Spike, probably a fan of the game, that I was looking through all the detail. I'm more of a detailed guy. And when I played, it was a lot of stuff. But when you're playing, you only can do so much. And, guys on my teams and people at the Garden, I feel for them because they working every day standing on pins and needles. And that's stress to people. You know, you got to come to work through traffic. And, you know, you got to go through this. And you can't do this. Can't look left, look right. It's just bad situation. And it's real bad over there.
Why do you think Mr. Dolan has allowed this to happen?
Mr. Dolan, the father probably wasn't like this. It's just when you hand stuff down and people ain't used to working to get stuff. And then they want to be a control. I see a lot of bad stuff going on, and a lot of people know it, but ain't nobody stepping up, speaking up, because if I'm on the NBA and I keep seeing this same team and the same person involved with not the game, with people at the game treating them wrong, and that's just me. You know, the place, somebody pay their money to come and see a game, you serve liquor, you never know what happened when you serve liquor, so if you don't serve liquor, maybe you can say, well, I can't blame the fan. When you serve liquor and people seeing you losing, they get frustrated. They want to see your team win.
Well, you said that you were on Go Look and Win Go. You said it was like a plantation. What do you mean by that?
Yes, plantation basis. So it's a dictator controlling every situation that go on. You know, when I got thrown out, them guys didn't just come there on their own. Somebody told them to. Spike Lee didn't just tell you couldn't go to your seat. Somebody told them. That kid got thrown out, said sell the ticket. Somebody told him. The other guy said, sell the team, somebody. So that's, you know, it's a control freak somewhere, and they know who it is. Mm. It's the guy sitting courtside, faking like he's drinking coffee, but he's drinking something else.
So, like, I'm at a crossroads here because just last night they had so many notable people at the game, and they made sure they showed them courtside and whatnot. What is your advice for people to continue to go to Madison Square Garden and support the Knicks, even though they saw what happened with you and know what happened with Spike Lee?
Well, I think a lot of people fake. Some people say, well, they with you, but then next week you see them at the game. If you with me, don't go to the game. Make it hurt some kind of way, because the fans, you know, I think sports night is all gimme. So fans don't really go to watch the game. They go watch the celebrity. So the celebrity is driving him, making him look good by coming. It's just like when they threw me out, drug me out, you get Bernard King, Speedwell, all these guys. Speedwell ain't been there 10 years, but he bring him that situation because he need help. Bernard King, I was so disappointed in him for a guy who grew up in New York, understand the street, understand the situation. And, you know, like Patrick never said nothing. I played 10 years with Patrick. You can't say one thing. You should know something about me. I'm a great guy. For as my teammates, and you know, if you with me, I'm with you. And that really hurt me.
And I have to say this, we've been doing this show 9 years. And for anybody that knows me, I don't make friends easy. Charles Oakley is my brother. He's my OG. And in playing against both of you guys, when you said I played with Patrick 10 years, I literally thought about something. I played against you guys all of those years.
Yeah.
And I know that has to bother you, that you put on so much for the team and for the city, but it seems like people not holding you down when you need them the most.
Well, especially this, the guys I play with. You know, I'm getting like Reggie spoke up, Brad Doherty, a lot of the younger, LeBron, Wade, all that, them love them guys, Chris Paul. But the guys I play with, that's what I'm hurt about, you know, because they know I had their back all the time, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And they can't say nothing. And you know that, you know, something happened, like they offered Patrick a D-League job. I went off. Like, how can you offer a guy a D-League job? He played 15 years in New York. But, I mean, so, you know, if you like this now, you've been like that. I feel bad for myself going to limb playing with y'all. Why we lost? Because they didn't have heart. Now that's what I'm showing me. You didn't have no heart. That's why we lost the battle. When everything got tough against Chicago, we played the Pacers. Mm. Y'all didn't have a heart. Because if you don't have it now, you ain't have it then. You living. So, I don't know. It's a lot of sneaky stuff going around, but something need to be stopped by what's going on in the guard. So somebody got to stand up.
That's a really good point. Now, Knicks fans want Dolan out. Players want Dolan out. The league should want Dolan out, but you can't legislate him out for what he's done thus far. How do you think the league can get Dolan to sell the team?
How did they get Donald Sterling to sell the team? Oh, he was at home talking to someone, and someone recorded a conversation. Next thing I know, he had to give it his team. I mean, my thing is, do what's right, but this got to stop by throwing people out because they said sell the team. That's just, yes. I'm an owner. I should be mad at Dolan. All the owners of the NBA should be mad because they keep going on. Sooner or later, it's like, it's supposed to be 30 owners for you together. And this one guy ain't winning, ain't bringing nothing to the table, but he got New York. The fans just love sports. They're going to come out anywhere. I'm convinced because what he's doing, I'm only your fan. You don't want to be coming to the game.
That's a good point. You know, one of the things that frustrates me is the team valuation keeps going up and up and up. What they're putting on the court is trash and the public relations nightmare, but they're still valued at $4.6 billion by Forbes.
Like I say, some people just have all the luck, but outside of luck, you got to deal with life and people. That's what most of you got to respect people, no matter how much money you got.
When people talk about changes in the game the way it's played now versus when you play, you're one of the players that embody that to me because you were tough, you were physical, you made mid-range shots, and you always stood up for your teammates even before yourself. How has the fans' response been to you since 2017? And how does it make you feel again that you're sitting across from Spike Lee, somebody that's been patronizing them for 28 years, and y'all at a dinner talking about the fact that you're not welcome at MSG?
That's bad. For the fans, I mean, I've been, you know, I do so much in this city. You know, I never publicize it until lately. I'm doing this Oakley Foundation played by Robin Hood, so I got a big sponsor. But besides that, the fans, the kids from like 8 to whatever up to 40, 50, I mean, they approach me all day, all the time of day, and I just show them love because the kids is the future. And I know they pushing buttons for us like, hey, they still like me. I'm being myself at all the time. And it take a lot, but I just try to say, hey, the fans always going to be my backbone in New York because they stood behind me in 2017 when this kicked off. They had my back, and I really appreciate that.
We appreciate you for coming through. Anytime you want to come back, you're always welcome to join us on Jalen and Jacoby. We're off tomorrow. We'll be back Monday, ESPN 2 at 2. We didn't have time to do exclusive podcast today because we had so many guests. What a great show. Jay, you know what? Good for us.
Thank you to the people for supporting us 9 years. And days like today are special when we have Steph Marbury, Al Harrington, Charles Oakley.
Yep.
We've been doing a lot of talk about the Knicks. It's only right to see if this can ever become a Nets town.
We'll see. Jalen, you'll be on Countdown all weekend. We'll be dark tomorrow. We're back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We're not done.